Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan. If you'd like to listen to bonus episodes, go sign up to the Patreon. That's patreon.com. Anyway, you'll find a way.
Catamaran ho!
Do you know the etymology of the word futility? It actually, no one knows where that word comes from. Many linguists have wasted their lives in the effort. It actually comes from a Latin word meaning leaky. Anyway, these are uneven in quality. You know, they say, do what you love and you'll never work a day in your life. Counter argument, do what you love as a job and it will poison what you love. You'll make compromises to extract monetary value from the thing you love, and soon enough you won't love it anymore. Stamps.com. No, we can't get any stamps.com. You know, sadly, on the podcast, someone was, because it's programmatic advertising, I'm not in charge of it. Someone was doing, there was birth control advertisements. And people wrote to me and said, do you know they're doing birth control advertisements? So anyone out there thinking of using birth control, who might have heard a birth control advertisement, let me just say, no, no, no. No! Excuse me. Idea for a podcast. Presenters conventional radio show, but instead of pop music, it uses obscure national anthems. Countries that do not exist anymore, and like Russian republics and states, the music is free. Ah, I don't like that one. I was listening to some of the Oblast music.
What was the Prussian anthem?
Fun, fun, fun on the Autobahn. In Wicked 9 and 9, Sig Prussia, please. Bitter. In Wikipedia, I found out that many republics of Russia have their own national anthems. Well, that one's related to the other one, so I don't know why that's there. Do you know the word suzerain? It's the counterpart to the word vassal. Suzerain. Oh, man, the joy has come out of the cards this week. It's been a busy week. I did shows in Buffalo. I thought I was all over the place for them. I'm really trying to get this ready as a show, the stand-up. I got shows in Tulsa and Oklahoma this week. And
I don't want to be a distraction from the cards.
Well, if you would chime in and help any of the cards be funny.
I didn't know if I was meant to be involved in the
cards. I don't know.
You told me the cards speak for themselves.
I thought they did. They do not. Today I realized I walked past Chaucer's grave when I was in London without realizing it. That's all I've written for that one.
Well, you know, you can actually go and see the early manuscript in the Huntington Gardens in Pasadena, California.
Chaucer?
The Canterbury Tales, I think it's a second print.
There's a bit at the start of the Canterbury Tales that makes me laugh, where he's talking about a woman who's spilt food down her front and is picking crabs off, like, not crabs, crumbs. Ah! New York is killing me. I've only been here for a day, and I'm exhausted. We went for one walk. I can hear a siren going in the background.
Coming to rescue this podcast.
We walked around on the roof, hoping that we would find like a cool angle, and I could go down on the street and shoot it from above. And it just wasn't working. I was so looking for an exciting visual element that I was thinking of holding up my phone number against your window and hoping a neighbor looked over and talking to them on the phone, and you know, popping a camera here and maybe doing it at their house. But we don't know any of these people. It's an anonymous city.
Well, we went to my roof, which is the 40th floor, and we looked into a lot of people's lives. And
we did.
We're quite assassinatable.
That was your
thought? That was my takeaway.
I could get killed by these people. I could kill them.
You really see their whole life. Everyone's so atomized and alone.
Also, their life is so dull. It's no one so having dull. Vibrant, strange, sexual. You know, that's not the. It's all the sin of sloth. Just people. I mean, I guess if people looked in and saw what we were doing, they would think it was dull, but...
Ugh.
Another one.
I hope Mum Danny gets rid of white podcast bros.
Idea. Start a publishing house. I just found out The Sun Also Rises by Hemingway is out of copyright. So I could just, like, write some essays at the start of these books and have a publishing house. And then when people go to buy their book, I'm getting the money. I could write an essay at the start of The Sun Also Rises and just say, you know, man, that guy's dick done work. Crazy. That's the James McCann edition, but I'm getting... You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
It's a business idea.
Can I give you my business idea?
I do want to hear it.
This is more charity.
Okay.
So I walk the city that I live in now for 4 weeks. I often need to piss and or violently shit because of bowel problems that we share with the American food. No public toilets.
Oh, it's not a public toilet place.
Not a public toilet country. So... Quite often I would just go into pubs in Australia and relieve myself in there, and no one even notices.
Yeah.
You walk past the TAB machine, the betting machines, you're fine. So I went into a cafe and I bought a coffee, and they gave me the code 92525. And I said, I'm going to start a Google sheet.
That's a great idea.
With the password.
That's a for great idea.
Cafe toilets across cities. So everyone can have access. Now you've got to be respectful, and to get on my Google sheet list.
The poo pass.
You have to be. We have to. You have to look after the loo. You have a responsibility.
Oh, you can get removed if there's trouble.
You best not be going in there making a mess.
You know what I want to see?
It's a high trust society.
You know what I want to see in the app? I want to see photo before, photo after.
Yeah.
Timestamp.
Like when you return a Lime bike. You know, you have to take a photo of it.
Poo is in the correct location. That's so much better than the cards that I've got. You're a better comedian and thinker than I. I mean, you're going to... I have begun to work on my opera. That's not true. I've decided to write an opera. And that's not... Even that's not true. Since then, I've thought, no, I'm not writing an opera. Ah! Why did Frank Ocean remove the word huckleberry from his cover of Moon River? Surely there is a good reason, and I am not smart enough to figure it out. Counter theory, Frank Ocean is a butcher and cannot be trusted. Far out. We were singing song covers today.
We were doing a bit of low-quality parody.
We were doing some low-quality parodies.
Gets you through when you're walking.
I don't remember any of the low-quality parodies that we were doing.
Most of them just end in... that's right. All the crims are brown, all
that
the
was Amos,
crims are brown, and my kids are gay. That's an ad for Nigel Farage's reform.
And my kids are gay.
Then I voted for Nige, and they took me away.
And that took me away. Mighty Morphin Power Rangers still holds up. The kids love it. We started watching that this week. I never realized before that the pink Power Ranger is for the dads. I don't know how old she is in the show, but I did go, ooh, I never noticed the pink. But when I was a kid, never paid any thought to the pink Power Ranger. Now, probably my favorite Power Ranger. Because she's a spirited young woman. Artificial intelligence must be destroyed. The longer we wait, the more difficult it will be. It may already be too late. Man,
these
are bad.
Can I give you another idea here?
Yeah.
My film.
You've got a film?
Yeah.
What's that?
So, I keep bringing this up to people. I say, I'm a Luddite. And they go, I'm a Luddite. And I say, wouldn't it be great to have a movie about Ned Ludd? And they go, who the hell is Ned Ludd?
That's why we need a Luddite movie.
I say, Ned Ludd was essentially like a first unionist who decided we needed to smash the looms. I think I might have even said this on your pod last time.
You've been thinking about the loom smashing
movie. I can't
movie.
Stop thinking about loom smashing. But now I guess if you made it, it would be some kind of superhero movie where the data centers are blown up by Superman or something.
I think you make it about the loom, but that is the...
So you make an allegory.
Allegory. a gory.
Yeah, I've learned a couple of things being your friend over these years.
I don't need drugs to have a good time. I need drugs to have a bad time so that I can suffer and become a more interesting and strong man.
We saw a few people suffering from the rooftop.
Yeah, they didn't look very strong. Only losers talk about their gripes and frustrations. Winners never do that. Winners don't have time to talk. They're too busy skiing / riding horses / boat activities / at the opera / scuba.
You think successful people scuba?
I don't know.
Seems like runaways that move to Bali.
In my imagination, successful people are too busy scubing.
Who is a weird French guy? I make lots of sex here as well to the locals. That was a guy that tried
I can't hold my breaths for a long time.
A long time. That was a guy that tried to have sex with my ex-girlfriend, Emily.
He was a scuba man?
He was a scuba man.
He's going to dive right in. This week, I began in earnest to tidy my room. It felt great. It felt so great that I felt guilty at how much happiness I was selfishly accruing by tidying my room. One day, I hoped to share the happiness and pay somebody to clean my room. So somebody else gets to bask in the
Excuse
resplendence.
Me, would you mind cleaning the room, my room, that you're staying in?
And keep riffing.
This is my fiance home from work, and what better thing than to come home to a podcast with a guy you've met three times?
No, come on. Would you come in? Would
you come Take in? A load off, love.
I've got my topics for the week.
James needs some help on the cards.
No, please. Annika, would you please?
No, she's worried now because you actually have an audience.
Oh, I wasn't worried last time to come on the podcast, but this time it's a terrible. Annika, please.
She's had a long day at working at Saturday Night Live.
You didn't lose your voice. You chip in. You chip in at any point.
She's over there looking
like.
After our boy Cam Patterson.
Too many properties are built without a proper backyard. To every property developer who removes a decent yard, you are a low dog bastard. These aren't even close to being jokes. When somebody you love is sad and it feels like there's nothing you do to help them, try this. Be so happy yourself that you shame them into feeling joy. Bask in the resplendence. I kept writing bask in the resplendence this week.
Honey.
Please, Annika, help me.
We've been pitching ideas. Just come quickly. No, come on.
What if you walk with your back to the camera and they can never see you?
Because I want to pitch weight, mate.
All right, keep weight mate to yourself. Keep weight mate
well,
to yourself.
My lovely fiance has...
I'll press start.
Is that your idea for a show?
No, for an actual idea, I think it's good.
Okay, hang on to weight mate. I tried watching a show this week.
I want to know a little bit.
You just shared that Loom movie like it was nothing. I tried watching the Apple TV Plus show exclusive, The Morning Show. Has anyone tried watching The Morning Show? Maybe it gets better. I don't think I'll ever find out. So many stars, so little light, warmth, or gravity. Sort of a bitchy little review there. I've been living in the United States for almost 2 years. I still don't understand Fahrenheit other than 100 is hot, 69 is just right, and anything around the 40s, people start to complain. I don't know what any of it is in Celsius. Oh, man. Man. This is... That one's out. I pity people who have money. Oh, that one, I might have been thinking about you guys.
Come on.
Why is it, I pity people who have money, because you're engaged, but you have to do all this stuff before you get married. I was thinking about that. Because there's expectations on you because people know that you have jobs. But I was so poor that no one had any hope that we would ever save any money ever to have a wedding that anybody thought was ritzy. So we did it in a back garden.
And... Your wedding cake was provided by whom?
Well, you brought a one-year-old Married at First Sight promotional cake that they'd given to your radio station. So when we wanted to have fun and use the samurai sword on one of the cakes, the croquembouche was made by Al Caputo and Mickey Caputo. But yes, the fake cake that no one dared even sample that we cut up with the samurai sword, that is
correct.
I'd like
to thank the... PR team at Channel 7 Adelaide, long moved on from their job.
It's just people know that you both are, at least, I think of you as successful people in your cool New York place. Annika does not want to participate, and if you want me to stop talking about it.
Annika does not want people to see how we live.
I'm saying, Annika, if you said, oh, let's do Let's just do a $1,000. We'll just have an open bar and we'll go and get married today. People would go, cheap. How dare you? But for me, they'd go, he's got $1,000 to put on the bar. It was nice to be so poor and have people know about it.
Well, that's like I had friends get married in COVID and they just said, oh, we just had to do a lockdown, just the family.
Counting their lucky blessings.
Can't wait, love. We've just got to do it now.
Almost everybody loses their touch. Beethoven gets better and better, but most people lose their touch. Will I have touch? Did I ever have touch? Man, I've lost touch. Two biggest domestic complaints. Crumbs in the bed, and can we keep the phone charger in one place? Do you guys keep the phone charger in one place?
We have seven.
Don't go.
Where are you going, honey?
Oh, you don't want to be on the pod? I thought you'd be home in like 15. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
There is no other era where women, first of all, were out working.
Yeah.
But then they do come home and two men are sitting in socks doing a little show. Cue cards.
I resent it when a pub or similar says they serve drinks and eats. We have a good word to accompany the verb to eat. It is the noun food.
It's better than when it's a place that just says mungia.
Mangia?
Yeah.
What's mangia mean?
It's Italian for eat. Hate when places just use a foreign word that's basic. Mangia.
Mangia. Is there a new and interesting way to look after sheep? Or would that be too sad? How far down the pyramid of production is safety and generational pride? Like, I don't want to just... Do you know what I'm saying?
Hold on, you're criticizing... Shepherds?
Well, no, I was valuing shepherds, but it just seems... It was like if I have a fashion house, okay, like I could model things. I could be a model, and that's so close to the... Or I could sell other people's things. Or I could have my own fashion house. Or I could go back a step before then, you know, and have my own wool. Or I could go back a step before then and have my own sheep. And so I thought maybe I don't want a fashion house. Maybe I want to own many sheep.
Okay.
But then, you know, with a fashion house, you go, I've got a new interesting way to run a fashion house. I don't think I can think of a new and interesting way to own sheep.
Well, you'd have the drone instead of the dog.
Yeah.
That's about it.
I bet they're already doing that. And that's more sad than anything.
Probably barks. It has like a plays a sound effect and it barks. I'll look that up while you keep going with the cards.
All the wool from McCann Family Farms comes from sheep who were harassed by robots, giving it an extra warm quality.
Drone Shepherd sounds like an evil weapons program.
Drone Shepherd's not bad. Drone Shepherd's a new game that's dropping on Steam. Forget sketch comedy. I'm doing oil painting comedy. Man, I've driven your woman from the house. I should have just stopped.
Here we go.
4 more minutes.
Sorry.
Yeah.
New Zealand sheep farmers use drones to shepherd their flock. Dogs have been replaced.
Well, maybe I can. That's made me sad. I just found out
those dogs get UBI.
I don't know what that is. You know, urinary bowel infections.
Universal basic income.
I just found out that many medicines are derived from petroleum. Did you know that? Paracetamol, acetaminophen, ibuprofen. They come from petroleum. They come from like gas and oil.
Yeah.
That's bad. I am not a car. Does anybody have any Chinese herb recommendations? What a fun sequence of words. Chinese herb recommendations. Zip lines. Why aren't there more of them? If I had one bit of wisdom, only one, it would be nice to have. I'd like to cure a disability. It isn't fair. The easy ones have all been fixed. Used to be so easy to cure. Hey, here's a wooden leg. Anybody? Here's a peg. Not even a real leg. Now, it's all gene splicing and billion-dollar investments. I want to be a hero. Stephen Fry, what a guy. Would he come on the podcast? And if not, why? In heaven, there will be no space and no time. We will all be together at once. I say we all, wink. Perhaps it will be you all, we few or you few, together forever in Neon Genesis Evangelion goo. Ah, man.
Throw that one over my head.
because it went over your head. I am reading the Harry Potter books to my children. J.K. Rowling is so smart. I'm not saying that means she's right about everything. I'm saying most people, including me, possibly, maybe, would be too stupid to know if she was right or wrong. Like, whenever they go to Harry Potter fans who are like, oh, I'm devastated by what she did about the trans. You're so much dumber than J.K. Rowling. Just enjoy being in her orbit.
She created their entire world and moral code.
Yes. Odd, though, that she created that moral code that made people go, magic is real, be anything you want. And then she went, other than men being women, that'd be nuts. I don't think anyone ever uses the polter, what's it, the potion.
Polyjuice.
Does anyone ever use the polyjuice potion to change genders?
I guess you can.
But does anyone in the books...
No, I think she was quite gender rigid on polyjuice.
That's fine. Polyjuice potion. That's the turf stuff was there from the start. Because if they did cross genders, what?
Yeah, I don't...
Ron takes polyjuice potion? And
I don't think Harry became Bellatrix, did he?
Harry, I've got a pussy. And all literally, right, that person's pussy.
Okay, then, I'll become Bellatrix. No. Why not Albus? No. No.
That's how you...
That's confusing.
But that's also in Harry Potter, you steal a bit of someone's hair, and that's how you find out how big their dick is. He takes Draco Malfoy's hair and does the polyjuice potion and goes, oh!
Yeah, you get to do that.
What's he got to be grumpy about?
You do that Chris Tucker line? You take the polyjuice potion, you come there, damn, no wonder he mad. That's when he whips off the guy's towel. Damn, no wonder you had.
Now, Gilly, you have to forgive people for you. It's the only way for you to be happy. But I'm not going to forgive anybody. Different rules apply to me. He didn't even put it down right. I think very seriously about merchandise, fashion merchandise. Can I revive manufacturing? If so, how? Does it improve? Oh, woolen ties. I was thinking of woolen ties being my merchandise. Beanies make people think about cancer. Ties make people think about success. Oh, we're almost done. I'm sorry. Usually the chorus is the good bit. That's why it's the chorus. We all want to sing it together. But really, the verse is better than the chorus. E.g., Seasons in the Sun. Do you know the song Seasons in the Sun? Seasons in the sun, but the seasons in your mind. It's a terrible chorus compared to goodbye, papa, it's hard to die. That's great. When all the birds are flying in the sky. The verse is great, and then it gets to the chorus, and you go, work harder. I'm going to finish this really quickly so that Annika is allowed to come back into her home after a long day's work. I feel awful.
She's probably out. She's probably getting some food. From Andiamo Pizza.
You want food. You want food. I know you want food. When there is interpersonal drama, the best course of action is almost always to ignore it, and 1 in 100 times it is to start yelling and pointing and possibly violence. But you don't want to miss your moment, because that is where heroes are born. Aspiration for 2026. Force myself to enjoy the music of Clara Schumann. Do nice things to the soundtrack of Clara Schumann. Good meals, lovemaking, sunsets, enjoyable bicycle journeys, reading favorite books, a massage, nicotine, etc. Do this as a gift for women, even though it is unnatural. Can I take you and Annika out to a nice restaurant as a thank you?
you're all good.
We wanted to go to that Russian tea house and go to the opera. I feel awful.
She's very shy. You know? And you don't have to stay here on our couch. You're doing it to catch up with us.
I wanted to.
I thought you'd flex.
You thought I'd go.
The last minute hotel. Go. I'm off to the hotel. Just the Cambria over there so we can see you through the window.
It would have been so much easier to do the podcast. Think of the fun things we could do. I didn't think about going and renting a hotel room.
Yeah, there's like one cheap one over there.
I didn't know.
We had a great time in New York. I don't know what we said on the Patreon, you see. I just thought you wanted to get up there, do your cards. Are you normally this crestfallen with the cards?
Yeah. But the numbers, when I have the cards, the numbers seem to be pretty consistent.
Well, don't you go against the algo?
I don't know. I just felt bad riffing about nothing. I felt like I should at least have something for someone, but I've got to follow the artist's way and put some fish back into my pond because I'm an empty pond.
Any views on the mayor election results haven't come in yet. I don't know when you post this, but...
I'll post it now, I guess.
Remember last night? There was a lot of spirited arguments at the Stan Comedy Club.
And Amos kept muttering when people were talking about what to best do with New York City. There's an easy answer. Jackboots. Very quietly.
Very quietly. You know, it got kind of awkward there because everyone was saying, well... You know, that would give a very reasoned thing, and I didn't know everyone.
Yeah.
Like, you know them all. So I didn't feel comfortable sharing it with the group.
No, and it was weird.
To hear a whisper where I'd just go, I know how to sort this out.
It was weird when you stood on that chair and began to sing, Tomorrow Belongs to Me. Oh, fatherland, fatherland. It was nice. We all joined in eventually.
They will wet themselves with blood. That'd be more my caper.
Tomorrow. Do you know Tomorrow Belongs to Me?
Nah, where's that from?
In Cabaret, like everything's going nice in the Weimar Republic with all the degenerate sexual rah-rah performative types. And then they're out and about and a beautiful blonde boy starts singing like a Nazi song called Tomorrow Belongs to Me and the Fatherland.
Not Erica.
But he's... No, not Erica. But and people start joining in and the Bohemians realize like, oh, something's happening.
Like Nick Fuentes going viral.
Yeah. Like looking around and going, ooh.
Oh, the New York Times just put up a really beautiful photo of Nick Fuentes.
I'm hearing people on the right go, how dare they put up a weird, scary photo of Nick Fuentes? Nick Fuentes has never looked better than in that photo.
I thought
that
was the most handsome photo that he had.
He's got a chiseled jaw. His weird smile is not featured. You could have done much nastier things to Nick Fuentes visually than that black and white photo in high contrast. The Patreon, there is a proper conversation we had on the Patreon.
Yeah, sorry if I didn't do anything, but I didn't think you wanted me to talk, really.
I did. I barreled on through. I didn't know what I wanted. I feel... I'll get myself together for Tulsa tomorrow. Oklahoma City, excuse me, then Tulsa. What have you got? You got gigs coming up?
Yeah, I'm in Lisbon, Tallinn, Helsinki, Amsterdam. I'm all in Europe. I go to Europe to earn the money so I can stay here.
You're big in Canada, Europe, and Australia.
I'm serviceable in those markets.
I'd say in Australia there are markets where you're more than serviceable.
Absolutely. Love it. I love Eastern European comedy. Some of the finest audiences you can ever get. Cannot be scared by any premise. Very up for everything. Very dark.
Mm.
They've seen it all.
I can think of some premises that would scare them.
Go on. Put it on a card. Share it.
You go to Croatia and you go, what if your sister married a Serb? And they'll go,
not again.
That's still the divide. It's like, I remember once I said, I celebrated on Facebook when no.
I've got another joke. I'm sorry, can I tell the other joke?
Please.
Here's a scary one. You go to France, you go, what if you had a bath? What would that be like? And they'll go, no. No, s'il vous plaît.
Continue.
Sacre bleu.
Je suis déteste les Australiens.
Je suis déteste les Australiens.
I am detesting the Australian.
Complètement.
Jeez, my French is rat shit.
Yeah.
When I went there last, I had a chicken that I needed to get taken off the table. I ordered a massive game bird.
Yeah.
And I said to Annika, I'll get this thing cleared. She says, you don't speak French. I said, really? I said, excusez-moi. And this black French guy comes over and I go, au revoir, coq. Coq, au revoir. And he picked up the chicken and he took it away. And Annika goes, you don't speak French. I said, language is communication. The chicken is gone.
Au revoir, coq. Au revoir.
That's just like a guy.
So offensive.
Just imagine a guy at a steakhouse here. Goodbye, chicken. Goodbye, chicken.
Goodbye,
chicken.
Trying to fit
Hello,
in
Hello, Bill. Hello, check.
And then he comes over and goes, Hello, tip. And you go, Goodbye, server.
You open up your wallet empty. Je suis désolé.
Complètement. I was watching Orson Welles this week doing an interview in French. And I didn't know he could speak French. He spoke French so beautifully. I don't know. I don't speak French, but it sounded like he was doing it beautifully.
Convincing.
That yeah. made me think, to be a truly sophisticated man, is there anything more impressive than just not like having to speak another language? Like when an immigrant speaks another language, you go, oh, yeah, good for you. That's good stuff. But when someone like, when a person from an English-speaking country learns French and they don't have to, that's so beautiful.
And it's so much more charming to know someone picked up a language not on Duolingo. That kills it a little bit.
Boom, boom.
Do you have Duolingo?
I had it.
Sassy
I was no
bitch.
I was
Duolingo.
I like that Dua Lipa.
This is all I got for German so far because my in-laws are German.
Yeah.
Der Katze is klug. Der Katze is schon.
Guten Nacht, Hamburger.
Everything is the cat is smart. The cat is big. Ein Speisekarte.
Auf Wiedersehen, Kischlorraine. I got nothing. I'm sorry. Hey, that's a half hour. Can we please let Annika know that I'm sorry and she should come back and we're done.
Yes.
I come to your house. I intrude. I feel very bad about that now. I thought we'd just do 20 minutes and then we did an extra 10. It's a half hour episode.
An Australian guy who lives in Sydney just messaged me this. I want the Muzzy to win as mayor. I'm down for it. Seems like a smiley fella. Let's give socialism to these people.
Muzzy mayor.
The Muzzy mayor. He means Muzzy with all the love.
Muzzy mayor Mandani.
Triple M. Triple M. In Melbourne?
Triple M.
The Muzzy mayor of Melbourne.
Melbourne's Muzzy mayor.
Triple M just becomes a call to prayer. Rock, sport, prayer.
No, that's 5AA. Ala Akbar. It's a radio station. That's not bad.
All right.
Wow, look at that. All right. Did you text Annika?
Keep doing some more. Come up with some more stuff.
I'll run it. I'll run it until she's back.
Do some more alone. When I listen to podcasts of people I love,
you don't want to be the guest. You don't want to guest. All right. Well, you text Annika and I'll read my last one.
I'm sure people feel the same way. I'm just go away, person I don't know.
I rewatched the OA. We got through the second season, and at the end of, I don't want to spoil anything. Well, end the episode now if you don't want this spoiled. But it's just there's a story arc with interdimensional travel. And Britt Marling, the main actress who also co-wrote it and directed she works with another guy whose name I can never say and I must learn because he must be great. He's made a great show. Anyway, there's interdimensional travel. And in the previous universe, she had like scars on her back because they wanted to like jump interdimensionally. And even if they lost their memories, they wanted to be able to... Anyway, I don't want to spoil it. But it turns out when you jump dimensions, you just get you in the other dimension's body. And what was interesting is that in this second dimension, Britt Marling has had, I think, work done. I think she's had like some Botox or the nose done. She looks great. She hasn't had too much work done. But like visibly, she looks younger, smoother, a little Botoxed or something from the first season. So my question is, did Britt Marling like have this thing that she wrote and goes, that's the way it has to be, and then go, oh no, I wanted to not have plastic surgery of any kind. Now I've got to get some for the show. Or did she want that, feel like it would be a sellout cop-out thing to just have it? And did she go to the full ordeal of writing a season of the TV show so that she could go and have some fillers? She looks great. I don't know if she's had fillers. Maybe they just changed her makeup. But you tell me if you think Britt Marling has had work between season one and season two. I cannot recommend the OA enough. How to start, how to end. The middle is nothing. Easy. Nonsense. I'm sorry. We were going to go to the opera tonight, and then we were both very tired.
We didn't think it was a great time to be at the Met in tuxedos if there's a socialist takeover.
If Triple M gets in.
Not a good day for us to LARP as wealthy Upper West Siders. I have silk scarves if you want to go down there. And double-breasted coats.
It'll be like showing up in Cuba on the last day. It'll be like in The Godfather where they just show up on the last day of Batista's reign. Not a good day to be an international businessman in Cuba.
I was just checking. So Annika's all good. We track each other because that's healthy.
You let her know that I felt bad?
Yes. It's good to have your partner on Find My iPhone.
Yeah.
Do you have Taylor on there?
We both have Find My. Well, she has me. I don't have her. I just assume she's all right. Because she has a dumb phone.
Yeah, it's because it's Find My Friends. I've been trying to do a bit about that where I'm like, no one's trying to find their friends. I'm never like, I hope Macca made it back from the pub safe.
Well, you can just send I rest location. Easy.
It's more like, he better not be doing that again, is what the app should be called.
What you should be able to do is just designate, because you don't want to be looking at it all the time. You should be able to designate certain places for certain friends that sends you a notification. He's back at the casino? No!
Apple Watch pings.
That's a fucking slut.
When Annika, when I go to German Doner Kebab, GDK again.
GDK?
I'm obsessed.
I don't know about this.
I haven't told you about this?
No.
Okay, so I haven't had a day since I moved to America that I don't do 2-for-1 Uber Eats. Uber has kicked me off.
I noticed there was not a huge amount of food
we
in
have
the house.
Uber has kicked me off offers.
Because you've had too many offers?
I take a 2-for-1 every day.
I didn't know you could get stopped. We'll end it. We'll end it now. We're ending it. I'm so sorry.
Wow. You just cut off one of the great riffs.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.